Hello.
Oh gosh, wow, of course, my mute is on. Okay, let me start that over. So anyway, thank you guys. This is the second training for working with food concepts. As I was saying, sadly, when the mute was on, this is going to be a little bit different from what Vic was talking about the last time. We learned a lot of great information. And today we're going to talk more about how to present these concepts. We're going to talk about the possible challenges that you may face and how to overcome those. And basically just how to coach the client on questions to ask a franchisor, since they're going to be a little bit more specific, a little different, but how to properly set that up in the client meeting. So, again, Barney is going to be hosting this great conversation, so I'm going to go ahead and let him take over and get us all started.
Hello, everybody. I don't know how many people are on, but it hit 90 degrees here, and I lost my air conditioning, so we're going to do well, I hope. Try to be in the pizza business when it's 90 degrees out. Let's start with that. Anyway, and I was, just so you know, just the background, once we started talking about this, actually food business was my love. I did it for 27 years. And so I had from sit-down restaurants to, big ones where I had one with 1,100 seats, in the student union at Ohio State, and both student unions, also at Ohio University, at state park concessions, frozen yogurt, baked potatoes, you name it, I was involved. Probably at one point, my high point, I was running 8 of my own places, and I was responsible for, 100 some employees. So insanity sometimes, but also a lot of fun. And that's how I like to start out when I talk to the prospects that we have, or clients. I talk to them about the fact that that's my background. So it's a little different than what and Vic was in the food business too. If he's on, he knows there's a lot of fun in this kind of business if you do it right. But the big question everybody has in their mind when they're looking at any type of franchise, usually they don't say it out loud, but how much money can I make? How fast can I make it? So you got to address that in a way and to feel comfortable. I always start out when I show these businesses is I start out by just saying, after reviewing your assessment, because I know about, make sure they understand I've been thinking about them, and spending some time with you, because we just spent some time and we're talking about having fun, lifestyle, money, all those things, and then really whipping back the whole model at them. This is, you want control, you want to build something, you want some growth, you want to be able to do semi-absentee, whatever those things are that they're saying, and then I'm going to show them how a food business could really match up to a lot of those things. Because I think a food business, if you look at our charting, they can be an A, they can be a B, they can be an SC, they can be an E. Now, on the real big, Vic was talking the last time, he had a lot of E's. I don't get a lot of E's. I get some, but not a lot. And those, an E to me means that they want something very unique. And to me, the food business is basic. It's really not unique. You had the old days where they were had a chicken on a spit and they were turning it. And now we have rotisserie chicken places, baking the bread in a half-baked oven. Same thing. Now we have pizza in the half-baked oven. So it's not brand new. So I really spend time on just making person feel comfortable that this is what the business is. It's not something that they might have thought of. And it's not something they need to run away from, because it does match up to a lot of the things that they say that they want in the business. And, once we go through a lot of that, they start usually warming up to it quite a bit. And, it's, to me, it's, one of the big things that I get a lot of is, what is the brand? You know, why, you know, and how important is the brand? You know, and to me, my answer is, it's really getting to know what you do. That's what the brand is, who you are. And in this day and age, branding comes a lot of times through what they're more comfortable with is Yelp, which is a social media. A lot of restaurant work now, the successful restaurants, are through social media. So it's not as hands-on, and that's how we start out. That's how I start out in showing this business. It can create instant appeal. If you walk around and you drive up and down the street, you see all these places and people go, oh, my gosh, there's the lines in these places. I can't believe it. I've been to Panera. They're standing in line. Or this one, they're around the block and whatever. So, and I said, yeah, you know why they're all that busy, the good ones? Because people get hungry. Everybody gets hungry. So that's what this is. That's why this is a really good business. It's not so unique that, you know, that you're going to have something that's so different in the business. Everybody gets hungry, and that's why a food business appeals to people. The people are accustomed to eating, and some of us more, 3 or 4 times a day. You know, I don't think there's really a need to convince the people of the need of this business, because everybody says, oh, yeah, people have to eat. So that's kind of how I really start out my program in talking to people about the business. Also, another part of the business that I think is important is it's a prestigious business in a way. You know, everybody wants to know that when they walk in that they're thought of as somebody special, that customer service. And I preach that that's the way you compete, is with customer service. The food has to be good. That's a given. Who's going to go back to a place that the food is bad? Nobody would. It's a question of, in order to compete in this day and age, you better have great food, okay? And so, again, the status of it, having the fact that you are doing something that's uplifting, and you help build it, okay? You're helping produce something that people feel very satisfied, that customer satisfaction. So that's another part of it. So it's a status thing. And I look at their assessment, I look at their resume, and I try to gather whether this person has the need of that status and recognition that they would like, and if they want something that's unique in the business. I also think that food businesses, whether contrary to what a lot of people think, are easier to finance. This is a brick-and-mortar type business. There's specific lenders that are out there. That's all they're looking for is, well, you know, tell me about the business. They're financing these restaurants. So we need to find those out. We need to talk to the franchisors that we get, that we're dealing with, to make sure that they have some places where other people have financed the business. Because it's not always in the one kind of business you can just pay cash for. You have a lot of moving parts to it. You have the equipment. You have the furniture, fixtures, you know, and equipment. You have the inventory. You have advertising that you're going to finance. All these things, all these parts of the business. So you want to make sure that a person can afford the business as they're going forward. So if we know in advance what type of money that the person's going to need, it's a lot easier than saying, okay, look at the business. Now go out and get your financing. I've lost a lot of deals because people really didn't have the financing that they said they were going to have to get things going. So, but I do think it's a little easier to finance these now. Now, especially after I started thinking about where am I going to find these people to finance the business. Another thing that this business is very good for is the fact that it has operating systems, and they're proven. And this is a way that you can have multiple ownership, because once the system is in place and it's fairly simple, you can duplicate the business. where a lot of businesses, you're the business, or if it's a consulting business or some of the other businesses, you have to have specific people to do this. And in this type of business, a lot of times it's people that are, you know, they don't have to have rocket science degrees, even though I got in trouble saying that once. You know, it's easier to gather info to make an informed decision because a lot of them have multiples. Then as far as some disadvantages, I was asked to come up with some advantages, some disadvantages. The investment, the initial investment is usually higher than some of the things that we have. And you're also dealing with usually a lower labor wage pool. But if the system is good that you can interchange people, then that's not quite as big a problem. But I address this head on all the time. Labor is the biggest problem in all of these businesses. If you feel comfortable with hiring and with training and the systems are good through the business and how that works, you should have a successful business with this. You know, there's things that you have to deal with. You have to deal with health codes, building, restrictions, so at the beginning, the quality of life may not be exactly what some of the people are used to as a 9-to-5 job. Some people don't care, but you've got to really make sure that you understand that this is a business that you're going to be putting your heart and soul, passion into, and at the beginning, it's going to be more hours. So what are the skill sets the person has? So to determine what this business works for. Again, I really go back to the model of what they're looking for, and then I try to match up all the characteristics of the business to match to their model. So that's, I guess, how I show the business. Megan, the next question you had that you asked me about was possible challenges.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of ambushes in this business. Everybody likes to eat, right? And everybody's an expert. My favorite pizza shop's in Cleveland, Ohio. I grew up at that pizza shop. That's why I measure the food quality of a pizza shop. Okay? So you have to get that out of your head that, you know, the food is a given and everybody has a different idea of what their taste is going to be like. And then and just go from there. I don't make a big deal out of it. But I do get that question. That is a big challenge. I also talk about the fact that this could be an empire, by the way, as an empire-building type of business, because usually you can build multiples of this type of business. And also it's a legacy builder. This is a great business to get the family involved, if you want, in the business, because there's a lot of different hours and different skill sets so that you can move people around in it. And then the biggest thing that people ambush with or challenges, there's too many of them. I bet you've all heard that. There's too many pizza places. Here we have three or four pizza companies. They all say they're unique, and yet they're pizza. That's what the client is thinking. So we have to really explain and know the business. What's the difference? If Vic really explained Medici, I know the kind of client that I want for Medici from the way even Vic explained it. But he really learned that business. Same way I want to learn each business that I'm going to show when I'm talking about the food business. And so we really need to know those because they're going to talk about competition. It's just part of it. And like I said, nothing is that brand new that's so different. You know, maybe a different sauce with Wendy's, the difference between Wendy's and McDonald's. And I've got a story that I tell because I'm in Columbus where Wendy's is located. But and I tell a lot of stories with the food business. There's competition. You can't stop the competition. And what was there, something that they brought in that is part of their system that was unique, and that was the fact that they had a drive-through window. They were one of the first ones that really started with a drive-through window. My quick story that I tell, and you can use it, I don't care if you, when I was in accounting class back in the early 70s, I won't go how far back it was, but there was a guy sitting next to me who said he was opening a restaurant. And I had a degree in restaurant management from a school in Texas. And I said, my gosh, so am I. And so we started talking about it a little bit. And I was 23 years old. He said, I'm going to get a job as an assistant manager at this restaurant down on Broad Street in downtown Columbus. And I said, so what are they selling? What's the product? And he said, hamburgers. My first words out of my mouth was, hamburgers? There's too many of those. There's 5,000 McDonald's out there. That's the way I treated him. Well, this fellow's name was Rick Postal, and Rick became president of Wendy's. And every time I saw him for 15 years after, he kept saying to me, there's too many hamburger places, right? And he just, it was just always a joke between us. So you've got to come up with something. It's a fun business. You've got to come up with some of your own stories about what happens in restaurants and deal with it, because there's a lot of things that we all think about food, and I'm sure we can come up with some stories about it. Let's see, what other things did you want? As far as coaching the clients on good questions to ask, again, I go back to the model. I keep always going back to the model. What kind of hours am I going to spend in this business? What's typical? What's typical, you know, as far as marketing? What kind of marketing help? Similar things that they have in the other businesses, so that they don't feel uncomfortable. They have to come up with some kind of new way to market it. And like I said, with fun, you know, some people wear costumes. You've seen them out there. There's so many different things that people do. I had a wooden nickel program once as a marketing, and that was a lot of fun. It was by the university, so everybody kept the wooden nickels as souvenirs because it had the Ohio State logo on it. They stopped doing that. They wanted to charge me, so. But they all kept all my wooden nickels they were supposed to use for drinks. We had Who Shot J.R. Party. That's how old I am. That was an old movie. And then we had a Jimmy Carter party. His brother had a bunch of beer, and so we had a big party with Jimmy Carter's brother's beer, Billy Beer, I think it was called. Different things like that, that I talk about those things and get people enthused about that's the kind of thing that you do in the restaurant. You don't do that in every kind of business. So that's how I go about it. Anybody have any questions?
Okay, let me open the line up for you guys.
The conference has been unmuted.
All right, this is a good time for questions. Do we have anything that we were thinking while he was talking about either how to present the concept, any challenges, possible ambushes that come up in the meeting, and then really the questions to coach the client on? Do we have anything on those three points that we want more information about?
Hi, Barney. It's Cindy Raziel. I have a question.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello. When I present food, I don't present it very often, so these two calls have really kind of encouraged me to include food. And I think maybe this is a comment more than it is a question. I've always been under the impression that when I present food to people, they're a lot of times I'm confirming their fears. And so I'll say things like, yes, food can be hard. And I'm thinking that maybe I confirm their worst fears by trying to help them manage expectations of what to expect in this food business. So thank you for, you and Vic both, for kind of, you know, helping me to understand that it can be a fun business. It can be the right business for people. And I don't have to present it as food can be hard. I think all businesses can be hard. And the fact that I kind of, you know, lead people with that with food is probably not the best approach. So thank you.
Okay. I agree with you. I push it as fun. Hard work with fun. You know, play hard, work hard, play hard, and make good money if you do it right.
Great. Thanks.
Any other comments? You killed it, Barney. Way to go.
Yeah, I feel great.
All right, guys. Well, if we don't have any further comments, then we can go ahead and wrap that up then. Thank you, Barney, for going through those three different points. And if anybody, as you're out there and you're interacting and you're maybe trying to incorporate more food into your client meeting, feel free to let us know if you have any questions. I'm sure Kim would be able to give you as much information about the different doors she's been bringing on, as, or reach out to their franchisor rep. You know, look at that two-minute drill. Just try to get as much information as you can, as Barney was saying, so that you can maybe start showing some concepts that you were maybe hesitant to bring up before. So, again, thank you, Barney, for presenting all those things, and we will put this recording up on FranConnect and send it out through an email. So thank you, guys, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Barney. It's Kim. Thank you.
Bye-bye.